Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, we're recording. Hey.
Hey, everyone.
I do want to hear about this thing on your finger.
We're starting with that?
I mean.
Oh, sure.
Do you want to? Let's just try it with just time. Well, no, you don't want to talk about it.
I mean, I can. It's just like I have like a weird pimple wart on my finger. And I was going to say that I would be nervous about it being monkeypox, but I've had it since before the recent outbreak.
You've had it since before the recent outbreak of monkeypox?
Yeah.
Quite some time now.
Yeah,
huh?
Quite some time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The whole summer?
I guess so.
Hmm.
Yeah, actually, yeah, definitely.
So it's not a pimple.
Yeah, but it's like, you know how bodies just have weird little things? And
let me see it.
Okay.
I had warts when I was a kid. Oh, boy.
Well, it's also been futzing with it, which is why it looks like insane right now.
That's the thing.
Well,
surprised, bring it back.
What?
Bring it back. The thing about a wart, and as I say this, I'm actually about to throw up, but I'm feeling immense pleasure. Mm-hmm. That's the type of sensation that this fact gives me.
Yeah.
There's something in a wart.
Uh-huh. Really?
Ugh. I'm going to puke. There's something. There's a ball.
Uh-huh. It's not so gross to me yet, but I guess I don't know what it is.
Because you never saw one. Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Well, we don't have to go there. Can I say something else?
Yeah.
I was like, oh shoot, like I need to get it removed. That's so annoying. And then I remember that once I impulsively bought a wart remover kit that I have. So I'm going to like try to do that tomorrow.
No,
which by the way, like I don't trust myself to do that.
In person or online?
In person. At like a CVS. Why?
What?
I don't know.
Can you really ask yourself why? Because I want to know.
I feel like I vaguely was like, had a specific reason I wanted to use it, and then it didn't end up working for that, or I didn't need it.
A different thing you wanted
but
to.
But I can't remember what it was for.
Ugh, it's upsetting me.
Yeah. If you guys are sensing that we're sort of starting this like in media res, like in the middle of the action,
yeah.
That's because it's 9:30 p.m.
Right. Yeah.
We're doing a late recording tonight. So we've had a whole day.
Yeah. So we're super warm.
You're not catching
us. We should record at night more.
Well, it's fun to have like different energies.
You're right.
Your roommate was asking like, what is the difference between recording at night and the morning? And you know, when you like are like trying to find the answer as you're saying it, I was like, well, you know, it's different. I mean, it's sometimes it's not different and we're kind of how we are. So in that sense, it's not. But then I guess in the morning, it's like we
and
do
she's
have coffee.
Like, I hardly ask.
Right.
You know, but she probably did. She's an amazing.
And by the way, your roommate can be a boy too.
Oh,
it was your boy roommate.
Shit. I didn't know that. Wait, I'm having the realization right now that they might be able to hear us from this room.
Oh my God.
And the idea of someone like
talking,
keeping you up to record a podcast.
Oh my God. Horrible.
Is a nasty thing.
They should send you a text or knock on the door and be like,
okay, I'm just going to text them. Like, let me know if we're like too loud.
Yeah. 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 That's a good call.
Too loud. Okay. Can you talk about this?
Yeah. Wait, I had another thing I wanted to say about us recording at night. Well, that it's like in the morning, it's like we're starting from the same energy. Actually, that's not true. I think I only have like the last time I tried to talk about this moments ago with your roommate.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to say was like inane stuff. And now I'm coming back to it to be like, let me see if I can find something not inane to say about it. And it's like, leave it. Like, actually, this is just an inane topic of conversation. Oh, I remember what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. As you finish. I want to say, we keep saying that we're going to do the suggested topics that you guys sent in.
Yeah.
And I was like, we haven't been doing it. Why haven't we? Like, I'm trying to figure out.
Because it exists.
Because we don't, it's every time we've done it, it's been a little bit hard to find. And that's why we haven't done it. Like, every time we have to be like, where is it again? Like, where's the form? And also it's like the form, like the answers are in like,
we don't like the form.
We don't like the form. We don't like engaging with it.
Actually, yeah, we don't like it.
Because we like the ideas. Like that's really fun.
We love the ideas.
Right.
Let me tell you this like this.
So I was glad to figure that out.
That's a nice realization. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. If the ideas that you guys submitted were in a soft bucket under my bed, I would do them every single time.
Right. It's true. It is actually like...
It would be perfectly convenient. It wouldn't make a clanky noise. That's why I put soft in there.
Of course. I got it.
And it has to be perfectly like accessible. It can't be behind something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, literally this is exactly like half of what we talk about, which is like that like structure is everything. And like organizational structure is everything.
Yeah.
But I think we can, now that we know that, we can overcome it.
That's
right. I think I'm going to make it a bookmark.
I'll tell you my bookmarks right now. My Google Drive. I'm looking at them, everybody. My Google Calendar. Waking up with Sam Harris, the podcast.
Jesus Christ.
I know he's a bad guy, but
this was my fear of like, Natalie has her computer open to like check the levels or whatever. And I was like, are you just going to be on your computer the whole time? 10 minutes in, you're like.
I'll turn around in a second. The next tab, because this is kind of interesting, is the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
That's a list Rolling Stones. Trying to get through. Yeah.
I was just reading that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then they become embarrassing. There's one I don't want to say, and that's my right. Then there's one that, no, Charlie, please.
No, I'm not allowed.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
There's one that's 5 minutes that will make you love Bach.
It is funny. It's like, that's your bookmarks like tab. Like,
no, those are the ones that are, it's too inconvenient to even type in the website because that's how much you go.
Right.
And that's where I have 5 minutes to love Bach.
No, but that's how it works.
Am I putting a huh at the end?
Bach.
Bachala.
I don't know.
That's like that Jeopardy.
Yeah, well, he's Jewish. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I also had stuff on my bookmarks that was like, where I was just like, I actually can't figure out another way to remember that this exists right now.
Right.
But it's a structural failure where it's like, actually, I've always felt that there's not a good system for saving like links.
I mean, that's why you're a tab guy.
Right. And that's why I have 100,000 tabs open.
Right.
And I wish there were an easier way to sort them. And I know that, listen, I know that there is one, which is like your bookmarks folders. You can put sort things into folders, but it doesn't work for me. So,
okay.
And I'm the user.
No, exactly.
The user's always right.
The user's always right. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to, I want to say computer design. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what we're talking about.
UI.
UI.
Exactly. User interface. Exactly.
What about user experience?
UE.
My friends worked in that.
Yeah, good for them. Okay, should we do our list?
Yes.
I'm going to do yours first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Charlie's
not. Here's 7 minute timer.
Okay. Charlie's giving me the cutest smile.
Because I read one of your other ones by accident. And now I know what it is. Okay. But I'm not going to say what it is. What is 7 minute timer.
7 minute timer is that I the other day was making hard boiled eggs, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
People think that that's something wrong, but it's actually something good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't need to tell you.
I have something to say about it immediately.
Go ahead.
Which it just connecting it to the last thing of like, I used to eat them all the time and then I kind of stopped and I was like, but I love them and they're really convenient and I often want them.
What's the problem?
Similar to our Google form thing.
Yeah.
I find peeling them so inconvenient.
Okay, well,
I'm like, this is the kind of thing where I'm like, I have Googled and been like, help me. Like, help me.
And you didn't find, because I have tricks that I use that are to die for.
Please, please.
Well, it involves a lot of dishes is the only problem.
No problem. That's fine.
Okay. You boil your eggs. Mm-hmm. You immediately plunge them after they come out into an ice bath.
Right. You need the ice bath.
And then they're very easy to peel.
I've done that. So what's going on?
I'm stupid. Bath isn't cold enough.
Maybe. Because sometimes, every time there's an ice bath, I'm like, cold water.
No.
No, it's not.
Well, that's exactly our issue, Charlie. Because not only is not one ice cube, not only is not warm, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Not only is not cold water fine.
Yeah.
One ice cube is not even fine.
Right. You need like
four.
The bath, right.
Because
it needs to be like so cold. What?
Yoo-hoo.
No, I'm listening.
I believe that you're listening, but you're scaring me.
Yeah, sorry.
Charlie changed his eyes.
Yeah.
We changed them back. Anyways, because the eggs, it's just science. Mm-hmm. They're too hot. They're so hot, Charlie.
So they're boiling. Touching. They
immediately change the water to warm water.
But then someone else told me that that was something different.
Excuse me, who's it?
Someone said that they were like actually like cooling them, like you shouldn't be cooling them. You need to peel them when they're still hot.
Someone who said that is someone who wants problems for you and has issues themselves.
Right. They're not.
Right.
But do you see how this could get really confusing for me really fast?
I do, except that for me, it's so awesome and clear.
Right. So it's like for you. Can I shadow you once?
There was a day or two where I was trying to find a method. Uh-huh. And I actually talked to my grandma on the phone about it.
Really?
Well, I just was talking to her on the phone. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm trying to figure out how to make these eggs easier to peel.
Right.
And I had read like put baking soda in the water.
Yes, me too. I've read that.
So I was like, I might put baking soda in the water. I put them in an ice bath. And she was like, ice bath.
It's just ice bath.
Yeah.
That's just it.
And she didn't want to hear a thing.
Right. Beyond about ice bath.
And then so I was like, all right, we're done.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it again.
Yeah.
Because I love hard boiled eggs.
Or anyways.
Medium boiled. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. That's a 7-minute timer comes in.
Okay.
So I put on a 7-minute timer to make the eggs like medium soft or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went off. I used it. I kept cooking. Mm-hmm. I look back at the screen and it auto played a 35-minute timer.
Wait,
just like,
did it like alert you that the segment?
I'm sorry. I told the story wrong.
Uh huh.
I didn't put on a 7-minute timer. Sometimes instead of going to my timer or whatever, I'll Google 7-minute timer and then play.
That's interesting.
YouTube video.
Listen.
That is a 7-minute timer.
Well, I get
talk about UI.
Right, literally, it's UI. It's like, what's easiest? What's the path of least resistance?
Right.
Right.
So that's what I did. And that reminds me of like counting numbers on your fingers. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it works. But like, if you gave it a second to like learn something else, it probably would be faster. Like, I'm sure, whatever. But the point is, it was so funny to me, the idea of like seeing one of these timing suggestions come up and be like, 35. Oh, that's
about right. Like the suggestion, you're like, it reminds me of like the classic algorithm joke of like when you buy one thing on Amazon, you're like, I need a new toilet seat. Yeah. And they're like, this guy fucking loves toilet seats. Like, you're like, oh, she's like the timer girl. Like, it's so literal.
And I'm like going through it. I'm like, I've done 8. Mm-hmm. I've done 2.
Right. Like, you think
I just did 45. You're right. Oh, okay, 35. That's funny. Like, or my friend told me to check out 60.
What would be like a good recommendation for that would be like 7-minute timer. They're like, they could really take a swing and be like, cool, like ways to make deviled eggs. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly. Just things that are 7 minutes long.
Right. Right.
Right.
But they don't.
What else?
Right.
I just took a shower.
Right. Something like that.
I feel like showers are 7 minutes long.
Right, exactly. Like cool shower tips.
I if you do be seven really minute, into the 7-minute workout. Did you ever do that?
Yes. I actually do a 7-minute abs workout all the time to the extent that I know every word the guy in it says.
Oh, yeah. You like him?
Yeah. I think it's a really good workout.
Awesome.
Starts like this. Way to go.
Already?
Yeah.
You didn't do anything yet.
Yeah. But, you know, it's congratulations.
Is that his little, like, opening? Like,
that's actually a narrator character who only is in the beginning.
Way to go.
Way to go.
Is and then like, he says something else. Is it like a computer voice?
No, but it's like more of like a 80s announcer voice.
Is it silly?
No. It's like, no. But it's silly because of the context.
Serious as a damn heart attack.
What I'm trying to think of stuff he says, like, to make it a little easier, you can do what Tanya's doing in the back.
Right.
Right. It's like he has him and like two women, one of whom does the harder one of whom does the easier one. Mm. It's a great video.
Check it
7-minute timer.
Well, my thing was the 7-minute workout.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
No.
It's iconic.
Wait, I had something else to say about the timer.
Ooh.
Which was, I'm actually just now very interested in this question of like path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. It reminds me actually of a YouTube video I watched about like home design where, and I think this is so true, where it's just like if you want to design stuff and keep your home more organized, generally you have to just like watch what you do naturally.
Exactly. Where do the rivers flow?
Right. Where do the rivers flow? It's like, oh, I made this hook to put my bag. Well, that's not where you put your bag. Right? Like you always put it by the door right here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you want it to be neat, you need to put the bag there because otherwise you just won't maintain that system.
Yeah.
You have to choose systems you'll be able to maintain.
I follow someone on TikTok who's like a no morality cleaner.
Yeah, totally.
The way I'll like say something so wrong is so intense, but a no morality cleaner, basically.
Yeah.
Like she's like, it's not morally bad to be messy, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That kind of thing.
That's helpful.
And her thing is like, get a second hamper and put it on the chair where you put your clothes.
Right, right. No problem.
It's like, don't get a second hamper and put it on the ground. It's like, you're still going to put your clothes on the chair.
Right.
Literally put the hamper on the chair because that's where you throw the clothes.
Right. It's just like, you just have to own what it is you do. I'm wondering what the intervention is on, like, how do you make the timer, like, not be the YouTube?
But right, but that's like, I think it's like, or why?
Problem solved,
the
right?
Perfect system.
Right, exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to think. I do stuff like that all the time where I Google something where it's like, there is an app that is on your phone specifically for this. But I'm like, yeah, but Google is just nice. Better. Yeah.
Especially since you can type everything into the...
Yeah. I use like I use the calculator on Google all the time where I'll just Google
really?
Yeah, like to like calculate usually how much money I have.
I calculate it on the calculator.
That's nice.
Okay. Being the sponge guy.
Being the sponge guy. Oh, okay. So this is like, I think we've probably like talked about this as an idea generally, but it's just like the tension of like how often we're encouraged in branding ourselves to like really brand ourselves very narrowly and how
Juicy Pear.
Juicy Pear, right. That's when we've talked about this, right? And like that often people do that for their whole career. I don't remember who the sponge guy was when I wrote this down, but maybe it is like...
I think it's you, dude.
No. It definitely isn't. It definitely is because I remember hearing about like a guy who... It might even be like the sponge guy. Like if we Google it. Like,
what are you talking about? He makes sponges?
I don't know. I don't remember who he is or what he does, but he has branded himself as the sponge guy and that's his like job in his life.
What does he do?
I don't know. I don't remember that. So
when did this happen to you?
I don't know. We can't get stuck on that part of it.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's like, you know, that kind of person who's like, oh, like I'm the person, I know everything about this.
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
And it's like, wait,
like,
but
there's a teacher in my school who only wore purple.
Right. Exactly. Right. And it's like, okay, but then even it's like, I'm almost extending that to being like, what, you're a math teacher? Like your whole thing is you teach math? Like that's so specific.
But there are people who are,
right,
their whole thing is their thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I really like bristle against that sometimes in myself. Mm-hmm. But I think in a way that's not like, you know, not to talk about our podcast, but like when we were talking about this, when we were first talking about like doing it, we were like, oh, should we do something that's like, it's all about like, you know, like idioms, right? Like it's all about idioms, right? And then I was like, we don't want to do something. We don't want to just talk about idioms. We want to talk about whatever we want. Mm-hmm. But there is something to be said, like branding wise, it is effective to have a way to be like, I'm the sponge guy. Like that's just what I do, mm-hmm, period. Like you understand me, you get me, as opposed to like, I'm an inventor type and I choose things that make your life easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like this tension of like the sellability of that versus the like the freedom, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's like totally from like like I guess like marketing thing. It's helpful to be like a one thing person, but then there's also the question of like, why do people do that
in their life
when they're not selling something?
Mm-hmm,
know what I mean? Like the guy in your town who you're like,
yeah,
like his thing is like he's like always wearing that like weird hat.
Yeah.
You know
people do
mean?
That all the time.
And it's like
right.
The comfort of that is like something like really intense that you're like, oh, that's my thing.
Well, because it works in someone else's life. Like to be like, oh yeah, like it totally feels fine for there to be someone in my life where it's like, yeah, that's the weird hat guy. He's always wearing that weird hat, right? It's like, that does kind of fit in nicely into like a person's world.
Right.
Like, oh, this random peripheral person. But then it's like, wait, but for you, like, are you good? Like,
right.
You're only like every conversation you have is about your weird hat.
But then it's like, those are only people you know from far away.
Right. And the people who are close to the weird hat guy are like, he's actually a lot more than his weird hat.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, that's so funny. That's how you know him.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
Steve.
He's my uncle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God. Right. Yeah.
But then it's like, there's people who like, I don't know, actually, maybe it's someone who just like loves something so much.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And maybe it is like, oh, I'm happy to be the sponge guy. Like, I actually love talking about it. I'll talk about it. Because also it's like, there's so much in the world and trying to be like, I want to be able to talk about everything. It's like, whatever, depth rather than breadth. You know, it's like, actually, you could talk about sponges your whole life.
You'd have to love it a lot.
You'd have to love it a lot. Sponges is maybe not a great example because
and
it's
I'm
like,
sure the sponge guy, like, if he doesn't love sponges a lot, he's like, the sponge, he's like, there's the sponge guy and then there's like Nicholas.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Like,
he's
like, that's work.
Right.
I leave that. It's like Lady Gaga.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
completely.
You don't know Stephanie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And actually, in any work context, it's like, you're going to be doing one thing.
It's actually better because then.
Yeah.
It's like most people just go to a regular job. They're allegedly themselves at work.
Right.
They don't have to get to have a persona.
Right.
But they're not themselves.
Right.
They're. As I've said in my stand-up before, a ghost of themselves at work. That's how you walk around.
Right.
And but they have to, but they're being called the same name.
Right. Exactly.
And as if you, you know, almost half of them,
right,
like
exactly.
a whisper, like a LaCroix flavor of them mm-hmm. actually is what it is.
Right.
And that's wow. damaging for the psyche.
Wow. Yeah.
To, you know, it would be better to be like, oh, you know, I work, I'm Elmo, but then when I come home,
yeah,
you know, I'm the guy who plays Elmo. I'm not sure who that is.
No, I think that's a smart point.
Thank you.
Right, like to actually have a delineation, because otherwise you're at work, you're like, oh, I guess I'm like pretending to be a version of myself who like
that's right.
cares about grant writing a lot right. more than
like,
I do.
You know who doesn't need to be called Lady Gaga is Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
People who need Lady Gaga are people who work in like UX.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Whose boss is like, UX. How was your birthday this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the fact that you have to tell your boss mm-hmm. like a fake mm-hmm. version of your birthday that's
right.
appropriate for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is ultimately damaging for your own understanding of your right. life.
But
it would be better if you could be like, if they would be like saying something crazy to you. Like, how is
this
blah,
is like,
blah, 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 blah. Because that's where
right.
the character that you play at work lives.
But this is the premise of the show Severance, I'm realizing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, splitting your work self and your life self.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
I haven't seen it.
You're pro. Oh, yeah. I've seen one episode.
That's called Perfect Parallel Thinking. And whenever someone thinks of it second,
yeah.
they need to get to make the same show.
Yeah, completely.
And they always, by the way, they yeah. always do that.
Yeah.
They always do that in movies. Someone thinks of yeah. it second and they get to make it.
Yeah.
Remember? It's like that March of the Penguins. And then it was like,
Happy
Return
feet.
Of the Penguins.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then they're like,
yeah, they are like, all right.
It's like No Strings Attached, and then
there's like,
what's that other one?
There's two live action Pinocchio movies coming right. out this year.
Exactly. It's yeah. like one person thinks of it, second person thinks of it,
yeah.
and there's no judgment.
Right.
Everybody makes their own
right.
movie, and
let the best
time,
movie win.
No one remembers which comes first. Exactly.
Right. You should make another Severance.
I should make another Severance.
Yeah.
Mine would be more. Well, I don't know what this one's like, but I feel like it's stern.
Yeah.
And mine would be worse. More sterner.
Really?
I mean.
This was like really like pretty dark.
Yeah, mine would be, but mine would actually go there.
Right. Okay, I'm going to do your next one.
All right, I want to say something. And this is honestly genuine and true, but something changed in my life where I, and Natalie, can I speak for you as well here?
Right.
That I've been going to see a lot more theater, and it's I'm having an amazing time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of off my radar for a while, and I've been having so much fun. And so what a treat that we are being basically sponsored by TodayTix,
mm-hmm.
which is a fabulous way to get tickets to shows, just kind of classic style, but also you can get rush tickets on TodayTix, cheaper tickets. It's just a really fun night out with your friends. Kind of you can do like high-end expensive, like we're going to go see a big, brilliant Broadway show, whatever. Or you can do like kind of a little weird experimental off Broadway. Like they kind of have it all.
Mm.
It's fabulous. It's fun. There's nothing better. Something about theater. It's so fun to like see a show. And then later you walk out and you get to be like, so. Like
right.
whether it's good or bad or a mix, whatever. Like who's like, it's just a rich, fun thing to talk about.
And it's a great present.
It's a great
then
present.
Then you get to experience something with the other person
yes, exactly.
and make a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just like,
yeah.
you know, a hat or whatever.
That's right.
They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. And you can book a show in advance or, this is key, be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight.
What did we see recently? You saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked.
I'm about
that
to see
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And...
oh my God, I've actually seen so much. I've seen a lot of Sondheim, famously.
Great.
Recently.
List them.
I saw, well, last year, Sign to the Woods. More recently, I saw Sweeney Todd,
mm-hmm.
which I loved.
TodayTix gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Mm-hmm. So go to todaytix.com/exploration and use promo code exploration to get $20 off your first TodayTix purchase. That's promo code exploration at todaytix.com/exploration. todaytix.com/exploration. You know what? I think you guys are going to really use this one. $20 off a ticket is kind of awesome. And that's the price basically of like you get a drink or two before the show. How fabulous is that? So check it out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shakespeare was six people.
Okay, this is the thing. This is two-pronged.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the thing when people are like, Shakespeare was six people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what did I do fucking wrong mm-hmm. to get in this conversation? Again.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized uh-huh. about this idea that mm-hmm. Shakespeare is six people mm-hmm. or Shakespeare was a woman or Shakespeare mm-hmm. was a cat. Right? Right. I'm like those comedians who are like, you can't say anything because
mm-hmm.
with those people, you're like, no one's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one, I'm like, stop telling me Shakespeare was six people. And it's like, mm-hmm. literally no one is telling you. Like, you, I remember it.
Oh, I
and
see.
I see. Upset myself.
Completely.
At the idea. I heard actually, one completely. Person say it like 2 decades ago. Yeah. And I'm railing on it like years later. Like trying podcast, like yeah. 8 times a month to do stand-up about like, don't fucking tell me that Shakespeare was actually 12 people.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Totally. That's so smart actually. And I think it's a huge structure of like the way like online conversation works.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are always like, why are people always telling you this? It's like, I think you're imagining someone saying something and they're actually not saying that.
Right, no one's saying it.
Like, it's you're actually making it up.
Totally.
As, like, a problem you're inventing, like, a person to be mad at.
That's right.
And it happens all the
time.
That's
what I'm doing.
Right. And by the way, it can be fun. And it's funny.
But this like, is a version of where it's relatively harmless.
It is relatively harmless, yeah. But it's not always. But it's, and actually, like, it's, I think I've talked about this phenomenon before on the podcast. I actually know I have.
That but I'm gonna do it again. Mind. Okay. People are always messaging us saying, "We don't care if you've said it before.
Right.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving."
Which I really respect. It's okay. Like, you know,
yeah, we have to. Well, the thing of when people are like, "Okay, actually, I have a great example." The thing of when people are like, "Wow, the same people who are saying this are also saying this," and the great example of it is Jonathan Van Ness. Ooh. When they did their stupid fucking pet product placement.
Yummers, yeah.
Yeah, where they were like, haha, we're like getting.
Would you guys should listen to our episode from last week because Honey Pluton did a great bit about it. In their
They did. That was so funny. We're like, whatever. So you guys know, like Jonathan Van Ness and what's his name, Anthony, were like, we're partnering.
Partners,
we're coming out as partners. And then it was obviously like, what fucking product is this for? And they're like, business partners, Yummers pet supplements. When they were called out for it, or people were like, this is annoying, and like, oh my God, shut up, you're so corny. They responded, they were like, wow, the same people who have nothing to say about like trans oppression and like da da da, like are somehow finding the time to criticize me. And it's like, what data are you using? Like, the same people? It's like, no, many of
it's
these
like, people. I bet you hope it is the same people, but it's like, it's really gonna. It's not
like it's like many of these people who are making fun of you or annoyed at you are also talking about these other things. Like, it's like, according to what? Like,
so funny. Like, that actually has like probably so little crossover.
Right, exactly. It's like
it's probably really yeah.
Wait, I actually, and I'm thinking the people who really were like, this is corny, are also people all the time who are like, look at all these other horrible things that are happening.
So funny.
And just so funny to like defend yourself with that.
The very people who are calling me out are the people who everyone hates. It's like, well, that would be very helpful for you.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fucking convenient?
But that's not true.
No. Can I say something else about that?
Sure.
That announcement.
About Yummers?
Yeah, it came, which is like Yummers, I think it's like a pet food supplement, right? Like for your pets. That came right on the heels of me announcing to the world, my friends, my community, that I wanted to start making my own pet food for my cats.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When did you announce that?
Well, when I say announce, I mean like I told like people who would care about that, like my brother and like
you want
Anand.
To make your own. That's why you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
What shit are you talking about?
I knew you'd be like this.
When I told my community that actually takes care of me.
Yeah. Well, this all started because my aunt was like, it actually like cat food is so expensive. It's much cheaper. I go to Costco. I buy like chicken in bulk. I boil it, debone it. Like, and then I just have a big thing of chicken that I feed my cats and it's like way cheaper. And I was like, oh, I can do that, but also probably should like be adding supplements and it wouldn't be so hard to do that. And I literally was like, I just
like,
need to.
But what you actually wished it into existence.
I literally was
they
like,
literally
but
heard
I
some
need,
random
like,
guy be like, but I would have to supplement it with something.
Right.
And how would I find one supplement that contains all the nutrients that it's
exactly. Like it literally was so on the nose for what I'm looking for. I was like, that's crazy.
Anyway, dog, I said.
I literally was like, it actually, like, if the advertisement hadn't been so corny, I would have bought
it. Get it, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
It is funny because I was like, damn, that is kind of exactly what I'm looking for.
That's actually weird. And by the way, funny. We know there are no coincidences.
Right.
So
I mean, it's...
What is that?
It's funny, right?
I actually think this actually is a gift mm-hmm. that was sent to you, designed for mm-hmm. you to have compassion for those you mock.
Totally be like, because, thank you.
Well, because it's like, mm-hmm. because if you didn't ever want a pet supplement, mm-hmm. you would see that and be like, that is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Right.
And no question.
Right.
And you'd be like, there's no understanding them.
Right.
But then this experience has twisted its way into your heart where you have to go, that's so dumb. And in the back of your mind, you're going, but I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
They're feeling a need.
Yeah. I appreciate this read on it. I am going to reject it. I don't want to empathize with Jonathan Van Ness.
No. But it's not about them specifically. Mm-hmm. It's about the concept
of mockery and like, oh, I mock people all the time and they're sympathetic actually, or they're thinking there's,
yeah,
like,
and I don't even, all right, mean, like, I'll take that shouldn't be making fun just of people out loud, yeah, just in your heart,
right?
You know what I mean?
And for you with Shakespeare, that actually, yes, like some people it's like, that's cool,
that's what they study for their life and they're right. happy,
and that's interesting.
Yeah,
the idea that it's like, we don't know if this was a real person, like that is kind of cool.
Yeah,
or it can be if you thought about it, right?
Yeah.
All right,
I accept.
It's a challenge for all our listeners.
No quick meals.
Oh, I think this is actually like a smart idea. So everybody kind of tune in, as opposed to like kind
of
the,
I know what it is.
Do you?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
This is the idea that basically like everyone's always like a quick meal. And mm-hmm. it's like, if you just accept the fact that there are no quick meals, mm-hmm. you'll be able to enjoy the process of making one that actually might not take you so long.
Yep. That's exactly right. You nailed it. Exactly. I mean, enough said. Exactly. Because, right. Exactly. No, that's exactly right. Here's the thing. I think if you are like going into it, you're like, I need a quick meal, uh-huh. or at least me. And I assume if it's me, it's other people. I'm assuming that it's like, that's because I'm like, I don't want to be thinking about it at all. I want to like have food immediately.
Yeah.
And I want like the quickest way to that. So often when I'm doing quick meals, it's like, I'm really half-hearted about it, really cutting corners.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't work like that. If you're cooking, it has to have your full attention. It might not take so long, mm-hmm. but you do have to like be doing it, right? Mm-hmm. You do have to invest in like, what are you going to make? You got to prep the stuff. You got to like bring out the bowls, yeah. or the little stuff you need to use. There's no quick meals, right? It might not take you so long, but I think a quick meal implies like zero thought.
Yeah.
You need presence mm-hmm. to do it. And it will then be more enjoyable because you're like, okay, I'm going to give myself like 25 minutes to yeah. prep this. If you're like, I'm going to try to get it as close to zero as possible, you're done.
You're never going to get to zero.
And it's not going to be, you're not going to do a good job.
I hear that. I do think though, like quick mm-hmm. meals, like mm-hmm. you know who needs like quick meals?
Moms.
Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, it's like, yes.
Yeah. So but that's not, but by the way, if you're not.
Yeah. So
relax. Unless, right.
Well, but it's like, I do think even then it's like, well, actually here's something.
Yeah.
I think there's no, it's like that can be true. Maybe this is like kind of a corollary or is maybe unrelated, but like no matter what, if you're making something for the first time, mm-hmm. it's going to involve like thought and effort.
I agree.
Like, I think actually there are things I can do like quickly. But
they're memorized.
Yeah.
But the recipe I think is suggesting that it'll become a staple,
right? That it'll become a, but you, I think,
know,
if you're doing
it
the first time,
category that they do, maybe yeah. they do this already, maybe
right.
Rachel Ray's on it,
right?
Walk away meals versus stand there meals.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Like, I feel like that's a good distinguishing thing. Like,
uh-huh,
sometimes it's not about how long, sometimes it is about how long, right. But I feel like there's also an element of like,
are you working,
are
actively?
You sautéing, do you just right. stand there and stir, right. or is it like you put it in there, walk
yeah.
away?
Yeah,
I guess it's anything that uses an oven.
I actually feel also,
or pots sometimes,
yeah, that can, you, I mean, look, you know, you make so a that chili cooks, that's like, yeah, 2 hours, right? Right, like I think the thing of it is like, there are meals where I'm like, I can do this and not be so engaged with the process, or like can do it without thinking so much, but it's all stuff that I've made already. I think if I'm making something for the first time, if I'm following a recipe, like
yeah.
that is going to be like an engaged,
yeah,
like psychically difficult task, mm-hmm. that will take a lot of focus. So I think if you're looking for like a quick thing and you want to follow a recipe, like you're in the wrong place. You want a quick thing, it has
but
to be
you
something
have to
you
do
know.
It once to
yeah, you right, you have, to know it in order for it to.
That's like
to be the thing
you
want with.
Do the quick recipe. You right. know what I mean?
Well, then you do it like once where you're like, oh, I want to learn how right. to do this thing. And then you have to do it enough where you're like, got it. I know how to make these noodles like so easy. Right. And yeah. then you're like, all right, this is actually like a thing I can throw together.
Right.
You can't throw together something on the first try. It's just not going to work.
I don't know.
Some people can. Some people can. Not I. And maybe not.
What?
I think you have to be like really good and like.
I'm good.
Yeah. You are good at cooking.
Because of tonight I made a crazy salad first time, but it wasn't following recipe.
Right.
I was following my heart.
Right. But that's, I think, already like that's building on like a concept yeah. that I feel like I'm
and
losing
you know what?
This idea
a
little bit.
It was a Caesar yeah. because it had Caesar dressing, but guess what was inside of it? Did I tell you already?
Yes.
I knew this felt familiar.
The salad, it was like one of the first things. Can I try to remember
I'm sorry,
what's in
you know
it?
What happened is I also told Ava a little yeah. like 5 minutes before, so I couldn't remember which time it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feta? Tomato?
No. I like shook your confidence so hard.
Feta? I know the big one.
Yeah.
Croutons.
Yeah.
You were thrilled about that.
Yeah.
Can't remember anything else. Mixed greens.
Potato. Mixed
potato.
Greens. Right. Radish. Cucumber.
Radish. Okay.
Oh, it's my turn.
Fart help.
You don't like this. I know.
No, I'm interested.
What was the one you laughed at before, by the way? Was it Shakespeare?
Yeah. Shakespeare was six people.
Okay. Fart help is just the idea that I feel it took me until my mid-20s to connect
mm-hmm.
the idea that farting
mm-hmm.
could help you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I always thought of it as, like, random
mm-hmm.
or an mm. indication of, like, feeling sick.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But, like, that, like, the act of it itself can help you is, like, is really cool, actually.
Right.
And then there's the other idea that, like, when you're at a point where you're farting and it doesn't, and your stomach really hurts and it doesn't help,
you're
it's
like
you're yeah, in a bad way.
Yeah,
like
that,
those are different states of being, like
right.
farting and then you're like, oh,
when it's
better.
Infinitely generative
and farting yeah. and it's like, this is just the way that this fart is trying to help me like release some type of like pressure mm-hmm. is like, it's like literally like trying to use like a bucket to like put water out of like a sinking ship.
Right.
Like it's
right.
like, you can't do anything.
I mean, that's the perfect metaphor because it yeah. actually is, I think in your stomach, it's just like, there is a reaction happening mm-hmm. that is producing gas
yeah.
and like you are getting rid of it, but it's like right. the reaction is ongoing.
It's like
you're
my
not solving
thing about
a problem.
How the, well, actually no, it's not like that.
Do you think you learning that has to do with you working with kids? Because it's like, actually, that's an idea that is
right.
really familiar with kids, where sometimes it's like, oh, they farted, they feel better.
Yes, I knew it before, but mm-hmm. it's being displayed to me constantly now.
Right.
With babies, especially.
Right. I mean, it's interesting because with babies, it really does, like, it comes up. You know what's interesting?
Constantly,
like, with babies,
yeah.
are like, so many of those things were like, oh, they're cranky, they need food. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, actually, that's literally
us.
Completely stays true.
Yeah.
Like, and actually we just get like, we abstract that and we have like other names to be like, I don't know, I'm just feeling annoyed because it's like
yeah.
my work stuff, I just feel like I'm working hard and I'm not feeling appreciated. It's like, or mm-hmm. are you just actually like hungry?
I know.
Right.
It's so true. And they also get sad like us when they don't have like closeness and touch.
Really?
And love. Yeah, of course.
Mm.
Like, meaning that like that, the way we abstract that
right,
too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right. Oh my God.
Not like my community bubble. It's like, no, it's like the same.
It's just like, yeah, you need touch.
Yeah.
And it actually can be that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Aww. Accelerationism. You're always testing me. Well, you won't catch me slipping.
Yeah,
today,
you got
Charlie.
It.
Yes.
And I wrote it like not so clearly either. So okay.
You wrote it like as if it was a word that could go on forever, but that wasn't your choice. That's just
well,
the
sometimes
letters,
it's like
like doesn't that look like you're writing the whole alphabet?
Yeah. Also, like, you know, sometimes when you write script and you're like, this is insane, to the idea that anybody could individuate any of these letters. That it's just like
right.
all script letters are like loop, loop,
yeah, yeah,
loop,
yeah.
loop,
but they can.
Big loop, loop.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. I script is so cool. You know, they don't teach it anymore. I saw
it's
a teacher
good,
the other day.
Right? Like,
yeah,
you
whatever.
Don't need that. You know what they also don't teach, which comes up in my life?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Fractions.
Mm-mm. They still teach those.
Okay.
One
is it
guess.
History or is it math?
No, neither.
Science?
No, neither. Not that.
Health?
Mm-mm.
English?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They is a singular.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of right.
I don't know.
Well, okay, I will say about that. The SAT did used to say that that was wrong.
And they changed it.
And now they don't test it. They say out of it. They don't have questions on it.
They say no comment.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. How cowardly.
Right. It's like, you need to, well.
Yeah.
That what they don't teach, actually, on that note, is they, many schools, most schools, most kids I work with now, have never, like, formally learned grammar. Like, there's.
That's so smart.
To not teach it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I disagree. Oh. I love grammar. I think it's so cool.
Okay.
I think it's like, wait.
But don't you think that should be like an extra snack for like a curious kid like you?
No, I think you should learn it.
Okay.
I think grammar is sick and it's important and it's like our language and you should know like how it works. Like get, not prescriptively. I don't think it needs to be like if you don't do, and I think that's the way it's often taught, which I think is wrong, right? I don't think it should be like, if you say this, it's wrong. But right. There's actually a lot of rules that like go into structuring a language that like are shared and are useful to know and helpful to understand.
Are
like
useful. Yeah, I guess like, I do use like, no.
Well, like for learning another language, right? Like you should.
Right, that's
like,
true.
For conjugating verbs, like you should understand that. Like I think that's cool and useful point. maybe it's not so useful.
No, I wonder what it would be like to learn a language
actually for writing, right? And like for precision in your writing, it's really helpful, right? Like,
but is it, my question is like, is it just actually something you know afterwards that's interesting to know? Mm. But it doesn't, something, it's not something that helps you.
I guess I'm like, what is writing without like knowing, like, so okay, like for example, something is like parallelism, right? Like that comes up on like tests a lot, and parallelism is the idea that like it's more correct if to like maintain structures within lists. So mm-hmm. you want to say like,
yeah.
I like to dance, to sing, and to act, instead of I like to dance, to sing, and acting, right? Like the latter is clunkier, right? And that's the kind of thing, obviously that example is easy, but sometimes it's like, mm-hmm. I like to dance with all of my friends, sing in the mood, right? Like it can get more complicated. I think it's helpful to have that like diagnostic tool rather than just being like, and that actually will help you write with more precision because it also just gives you practice like paying close attention to language.
Yeah.
All right.
What was I saying?
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, the grammar thing? What was my topic?
Accelerationism.
Completely unrelated.
Yeah.
Okay. That was, oh, we got there because we were talking about the script.
Cursive, yeah.
This is that I feel like these days, basically, anytime I pick up a bottle of medicine, they are just going on and on about how this is like the turbo strength, extreme strength.
Oh.
And I'm like, this is like a race to the bottom with you guys. It's like, well,
who's
this
taking it easy?
Right. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, also, I'm like, well, what, like, why would I want less than that? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, even though I think actually people who take medicine a lot, like, do know about doses, but for, like, a casual medicine user like me, I'm like,
if I'm having a headache, I obviously want, like, the best medicine ever.
Right. So I'm like, I don't know, like, what Tylenol dosage I should have.
Yeah.
But then maybe it is, like, most people actually are, like 500 milligrams it would be, like, a lot. And they have, like, some, like, reference for it.
Yeah, a lot of people have, like, stuff where
but do you have that? Do you know, like,
medicine? No. Enough said.
Enough said. Should I do your recitation?
Yes. Okay, this is Zach Schiffman's
amazing yes, TikTok. It's so funny. I watched it so many times.
Okay, you guys need to go watch this or maybe we'll post it.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach, this comedian who's amazing, posted this TikTok about a sign that he saw outside of a Jamba Juice where they put boba.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah. Excuse me, in Los Angeles, where Charlie's going in a matter of days.
Moments. What, by the time you're listening to this, I'll be in LA.
Exactly.
And this will come out before my show there.
Oh, so you have to go to Charlie's show.
You gotta go
to
my show.
On
if you're there. The first.
The first.
Of October.
Of October.
Simple as that.
Spooky time.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Oh, Zach's video is him just reading the sign, which is, he goes, I'm at Jamba Juice in LA and there's a sign here. I can't remember. And then I lose it. And they say, sip, sip, surprise, boba, my Jamba. I'm loving it. Sip, sip, surprise, boba, my Jamba. I'm loving that. Okay. So.
Well, you really did it.
I watched it so many times.
It's one of those videos.
Boba, my Jamba. I'm loving that. Sip, sip, surprise, boba, my Jamba. Loving that. So, all right. Like the timing of the ending
it's
of it
perfect.
Is so
it's perfect.
Amazing.
Well, he also, I saw it when he posted it on Instagram being like, this did really well on TikTok. So I'm posting it here. And I was like, that's so true. Like, this is the kind of thing that is like it's perfect for TikTok. Perfect. Where TikTok is amazing at finding like tiny, really funny, like it's not even turns of phrase. It's like turns of intonation.
It's just anything you want to listen to 100 times.
Right.
And this one, like when I saw it on TikTok, I watched it like 100 times.
Right. Exactly.
Sip, sip, surprise, bubble my jamba. I'm loving that. Sip, sip, surprise, bubble my jamba. Loving that. So, all right.
I know.
Because
it's the so all right. It's like
the so all right. And it's also the way the loving it happens the second time. Uh-huh. And it's all so fast.
It's right. It's perfect.
It's just perfect.
It's really well constructed.
Sip, surprise, bubble my jamba. I'm loving that. Surprise, bubble my jamba. I'm loving it. All right, so.
And it's something in the way that
maybe
it's
so, all right.
Yeah. So, all right. It's like, that's like this old. Surprise. Also, the whole thing is kind of in this character of like older, like middle-aged person. Mm. Ah, loving that.
Right, right, right.
Right, like, and that's kind of satisfying.
Surprise, bow my jama. All right, I'm going to keep doing it if we don't move on.
No, you okay. Do yours. I mean, I have no problem. I love it. I love that that's.
I say yours.
Yeah, sorry.
Richard's post.
Okay, so this is our friend Richard Perez, and he, I laugh every time I think about it. I shared it, and I've like posted about it since then many times. This, he did like an Instagram story of him. He's at like the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and they have this like Egypt wing, and they have like, they've reconstructed a temple in the Met. It's like the Temple of Dendor, and the video is like of him. It has like, home, what's it called, like extreme home makeover like logo on it, and oh. It's him like closing his eyes, so looking up, and you see like he opens his eyes, you follow his gaze, you see that he's looking at the Temple of Dendor, and then you turn back to him and he's sobbing and he's going, what the fuck.
It's so funny
because it's like sobbing, like upset, like it's
right, he hates what they did.
It's already, as an idea, it's funny enough for it to be like, haha, this is your home renovation,
right?
For it to be your home renovation, they've redone it to the Temple of Dendor and you hate it. You're like, what the fuck.
That's, he's like, really funny. I did love that when I saw it. And so it does ring really true for Extreme Home Makeover. Where mm-hmm. They used to do stuff that was just like so evil.
So crazy.
You like bowling, so we made your bed a bowling ball or whatever. And you're like, this kid is 9.
But then like, it's like the funny normal way of playing that, like, I hate my home renovation, is like, is to play it like
passive aggressive.
Yeah, passive aggressive. Like, oh, thanks. But to immediately like, be like, what cry. The fuck? It's so funny. It's just so funny. Ugh. All right. What time is it? 1 a.m.
It's. I was just looking. It's 12:45 p.m.
10:45. Yes. Oh my god. It's like, that can't be right.
Sorry. You know, my thing is sometimes I see one thing, I say another.
Mm-hmm. But by the way, you said, yeah. Well, you said 12:45. I was like, got it. Because I knew the hour. I knew it had to be 10.
45. It's like sometimes when I'm driving and someone's like, make a right, and I like start being a left, and I'm like,
no, but
like,
that,
I'm like, I thought you
wait, but sometimes it's the opposite, where sometimes it's like you're driving and someone will be like, or like someone will incorrectly be like, make a right, and then you'll make a left, they'll be like, right, that's what I meant, yeah left, like
right,
like that, like it's like you in turn, like
you intuitive.
You're like, I think you mean left. And no. Then they did actually mean left. Right. Sometimes that happens.
Right. But that's not what happens to me. For me, it's like, and one time I had it with someone in the car where they were like, right. And we were almost getting off an exit onto a bridge.
Uh-huh.
And, like, oh, to take us out of the city. And it would have been
like 45 minutes.
Totally. And right. We were late.
Right.
And they were going, right.
Right.
And I was hearing them.
Uh-huh.
Tell me to go left. Mm-hmm. And I was making a left.
Right.
Thinking that I'm like adhering mm-hmm. to their scream right. over and over right. again.
You're like, I know.
Right. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I know. Like, where are we losing each other?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like last minute I figured it out. And then I was like, oh my God. I had to be like imagine like a tense like car yeah. moment like
right.
that.
Right.
And the person goes. Oh, you meant that. Like, how are you gonna get mad at her? You know what I mean? That just brings.
Well, I mean,
like I wasn't paying attention. That's like a pure mistake.
Right? I mean, like, because also right and left, it's like, you break that down for a second, it's like, I'm sorry, that could mean anything. You know what I mean? It's like, we're attaching one word to one concept, and that could get switched so easily. Because right and left, like, look almost identical.
Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Big L, big R, always. Biggest L, biggest R.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, afterwards, it's like, me.
Well, also, it's like, hi, let's talk about it. Push and pull. Like, literally, like, couldn't be stupider.
Right.
Right. It's like,
but they're trying to be the same. They're like Phil and Lil. Like, they want to be the same.
I think I had a tweet about push and pull where it's like me reading a door, like reading PU, being like, I think I got it from here. Loud and clear. I'll take it from here.
PU, say less. Yeah. Let's go.
There's actually so many things. Like, I feel like in French, that happens all the time where it's like, no, actually, that's not true. The right and forward are really similar in French.
Mm.
Right is like droite and forward is à droite. And you're like, okay, that's...
But that's like every language is like...
Right, exactly.
Like the words sound identical from the outside. You're like, how could you ever fucking know? But then when someone's speaking your language and
they
put together two things that sound the same, you're like...
You're like, barely. But actually, what if someone were like that with push and pull? And you'd be like, right, that's the whole thing. It's like Phil and Lil.
Yeah, right. I would say it's like Phil and Lil. Right, I would go into the whole thing. And they'd be like,
Wait, I wanted to say something else about the right-left thing. Well, that's just so, like, true.
Oh, that right. Yeah, right.
Where it's like, I'm like, how am I going to know? Also, that has to happen so fast in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You need some time.
It's only in a car that I get it wrong, I have to say. Like, really? It's never walking. It's something about the car.
Oh, I had an idea. This is, like, an idea I have for a video. I don't know if it'll make sense for me to share it on the podcast.
Well, careful.
Oh, because maybe I'll do it?
Someone might take it.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Be my guest.
Abundance mindset.
Yeah, exactly.
Be my guest. Well,
hold on. The idea is this. It's like one of those like PSA political ads. And it's like a bunch of people going like, I turn left. New person. Mm. I turn left. I turn left. I turn left. Group of people. We turn left. I turn left. And then it's the title comes up. Turn left. See what's over there. It's like an ad for turning left.
I love that.
It's kind of funny.
You should do that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be so hard.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just ask a bunch of my friends to make a selfie video of them going, I turn left.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Turning left.
Like
it's a selfie campaign.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I like the like.
That it looks professionally done. Yeah. I agree.
I think you just need like a green screen.
Yeah.
Because it can look like shitty, but.
Right, but it should look professional. I mean, it could be like literally like people on a street corner.
Exactly.
Like maybe I could just be like, I could do random people and just be like, hi, I'm making a comedy video. This is the concept. Yeah, Can you just say, I turn left?
Yeah.
As if it's like a PSA.
But you need to cast your friends, Charlie.
Yeah. Well, I would give maybe two roles to my friends and then the other people are people on
then
the street.
Then they could be strangers.
Yeah. And it's fun if it's like a big group of people.
Right.
Big group of like students.
Yeah, right.
We turn left.
Yeah. See what's over there.
Yeah, exactly. Check it out.
I love that.
Give it a shot. Give left a shot. You know, it's fun. Okay, well, maybe I'll do this.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any video ideas inspired by this? We could go. Shakespeare was six people.
Yeah.
You should do like a video where it's you like kind of meditating on it, being like, I used to get so annoyed at the idea that how people said Shakespeare was six people, but. Then you can kind of fill it out from
there.
Yeah,
I don't care about that stuff anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you growing,
me growing up.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything, but that's like my whole fine thing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you guys.
We'll see you later.
See you later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.